Sup? The opinions and views expressed in this podcast are that of our own and Future Bachelor only, and not affiliated with any outside party or entity. This fun podcast may include some adult language.
Future Bachelor Podcast. Work it, they can't do it. Makes
yeah!
Better, better,
come on,
faster,
Future Bachelor!
That don't kill me. Can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now, cause I can't wait much longer.
Get it up there, give me that energy, right, we need it.
Cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now. That's how long I've been on ya.
Come on, yeah, yo, I need you right now. Yeah,
I need you right
we
now.
We like get lost tonight. You can be my black Kate Moss tonight. Play secretary, I'm the boss tonight. And you don't give a fuck what they all say, right? Awesome, the Christian and Chris and Dior. Damn, they don't make them like this anymore. I ask, cause I'm not sure. Do anybody make real shit anymore? Bow in the presence of greatness. Right now, that has forsaken us. You should be blinded by my lateness. Then I would even grow up to this fake shit. So go ahead, go nuts, go ace shit. Chasing in my pastel on my base shit. Act like you can't tell who made this new gospel, homie. Take six and take this.
Yeah,
can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't wait much longer. Man, I've been waiting all night now. That's how long I've been on ya.
Oh, yeah, welcome to Future Bachelor. My name is Sai.
And I'm Veronica.
And we talk about everything pop culture, dating, and Bachelor.
This episode, we are covering Daft Punk being Daft Done, DaBaby fighting in his own weight class, and the hometowns at Nema Collin.
And this is episode 153. Yeah!
Daft Punk being Daft Done. That was just a last-minute little
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, that was a nice little me likey. Let me just say that. Yeah, had to start off. What a vibe to start it off the show with. You know what I'm saying? I heard it this weekend, and then you know, with all the craziness going on in Kanye's life and Daft Punk, Daft Done. I was like, this is the perfect song to start this podcast.
It is
off
the perfect
with.
Song.
Oh my goodness! When this song came out, like it was just like, how could Kanye make another hit? And then he drops this one, and it's just like, even just like the way it just starts off, it's just like, you know, that's Daft Punk right there. And he slows it down and just like kind of brought it to a whole new audience. So, you know, I just love that song. It obviously, I got super hype, still catching my breath. V, how you doing? Are you been strong? You been staying strong this week?
Boy, have I ever.
Oh, wow.
if anything, it just to like put it in perspective, my session with my therapist on Saturday is going to be a doozy, is all I can say, really.
Yeah, it's like, going to be like an extra hour.
It's just going to be, we're going to be like, yo, we're running up on time, but shit's wild in.
Word.
But in better news, I attended our friends Katie and David's wedding this past weekend.
Oh, man.
In Florida. It was beautiful. It was a great little time. Very COVID safe. It definitely was great to see them get married and, you know, that whole shebang. And then I did a little brunch with my pals over at one of their houses who just bought a house a little while ago. It was kind of our full home housewarming situation for her. So we all brought different brunch items. We did a whole brunch. It was very delicious and great.
Nice.
So that's about where I'm at.
Okay. Well, I got my headshots done this weekend. So that was legit. Very happy with them. Now I can start acting and going into auditions.
You're a thespian.
Yeah. Well, you just need those pictures. Like, that's like so important. Like, don't underestimate those pictures. But also, I was making music this weekend and hung out with some friends, and that's about it. Like, you know, nothing too exciting. But like, I feel good about this past weekend. I mean, I was pretty productive and saw my people, and it was all good. But
and you got like a new suit too, right?
Oh yeah. yeah, you know, wedding season's coming up. You're not the only one going to weddings. Your boy has to get ready. And I found this dope-ass tailor that, like, does cool-ass alterations. I found her online, and she actually ended up, fitting it perfectly and stuff like that. So got a shout-out for her later on in the show. But, yeah, definitely, you know what I want to know. What are you watching?
I honestly have not been watching that much besides The Bachelor, and now because I'm back on my CW bullshit, catching up with my CW shows, which I've talked about before, Riverdale and Nancy Drew. But I have been because sometimes I don't want to watch like a full show, but I just need some kind of like background noise, like when I'm doing stuff or whatever. Lately, I've been watching Billy on the Street on Netflix. Just because it's hilarious and it's nice, like quick little snippets of joy.
Yeah.
Especially because he had like a whole thing where he had John Hamm on, and John Hamm is like my man, Mizzou made. Mm-hmm. So I just, and they were running around asking like, would you have a threesome with like me and John Hamm? Like Billy was asking that, Billy Eichner. And I was like, I would. You know what? I would do it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I've been watching some stuff. There's a new movie that came out that's been, like, number one on Netflix called I Care A Lot. And I didn't get to finish the whole thing, but, like, the first half of it or, you know, the first third of it that I watched was really good. Have you heard of it?
I have. I have been hearing mixed reviews and everything, but I think it looks really good.
What is the mixed reviews?
Some people think that it's, I don't know, like I listen to this podcast every day called Pop Culture Happy Hour, and some of them think like it wasn't like as well done as it could have been or whatever, but some of them are like, I really liked these aspects of it. So I feel like, you know, it depends on what you're going into the movie for. I personally think it looks really good and it's in my queue. So I am excited. I think maybe, I don't know if I'm going to mentally have the energy to watch that tonight, but like maybe tomorrow night.
Yeah, I think I don't know, it was very, it's very interesting because, you know, we've been talking off the Britney Spears stuff and the whole conservatory mm-hmm. shit, and this is kind of what that's about. It's like, it's very frustrating to watch these movies of this lady who kind of takes advantage of like an old lady and like and works the system. Like she's got like a doctor in her pocket, like a judge in her pocket, like these other people, like all these things. So just like all the like, and she takes everything from these old people that get stuck in old homes and stuff like that. So it's a very interesting story. By the time I stopped watching it, something crazy happened where I was like, oh shit, like I gotta continue watching this. So check it out. It's definitely a movie to watch. And then I don't know, did I talk about this last week? I started watching a show called The Bridge.
You did not talk about this last week.
Well, it's called The Bridge, and it's an HBO Max original. And essentially, it's a show about like these people like that were brought to an island to win money, but they have to like make this bridge to get to this island where all the money's at. Okay. And stuff. And then once they get to that island, they all have to vote who actually wins the money. So they don't know about all this until they get there. And it's a very interesting, like, it's like show, just like we watched The Bachelor. It's interesting to watch like 10 people, like they have to pick a leader, and they pick off of like popularity instead of like who would actually be a good leader.
Oh, I hate that.
Oh, it's very interesting to watch. So check it out. HBO Max original. But I guess why don't we get into some, I don't know, quick hits? What do we got for some quick hits?
Yes, as you said, as we prefaced with our opening song, Kanye and Kim are fully in the process of getting divorced. She filed for divorce. So, you know, there's been plenty of memes about, you know, is she going to be start like looking in the NBA locker rooms or stuff like that, being like, who's her next man? But it seems like they're pretty much like mostly on the same page with everything, like prenup, all their stuff, like their, you know, joint physical and financial custody of the kids. I guess like the main issue is like they have very different parental styles. So that's definitely one of their main issues. So that will be interesting to see how that all continues to.
Yeah, I wonder what that means. Like, you know, I just already know that Kanye's had kind of like a problem with the way Kim lives her life. Like, you know, she's always been like kind of like on the sexual side of like the way she presents herself and stuff, you know, whether it's clothes or anything, any of her brands. And, you know, it sounded like Kanye would always kind of have a problem with that, even though he loved
Which
it
Which is hilarious because that's how he got with her in the first place. But. Right.
But anyways, like, I could see, like, you know, now that, like, his kids are involved, he might be like, oh, man, I don't want my daughters, like, you know, doing that type of stuff or anything. So it'll be interesting to see, like, you know, and it is a scary that would be a scary thing. Like, you know, not saying that, you know, they're the worst people in the world. But, like, when you think about, like, you know, families that are just caught up in their looks and stuff like that, it would be sad to, like, lose your kids that same path, you know?
Yeah.
And speaking of which, I mean, this will be Kim's, like, third marriage that she, like, ended marriage and stuff. So it's just going to be interesting to see how she bounces back from this, if she goes back into a dating pool or she kind of takes it easy, which I know she will. Like, she already got someone lined up. That's just the way the Kardashians work, right?
I mean, who's to say? I don't know. I feel like that was always, like, Courtney's thing. Like, Courtney always, I feel like, seemingly has had, like, boyfriends after Scott. But, yeah, I don't know. With Kim, like, she's been in it with Kanye for so long and defended him through so much shit that I'm like, yo, how are you going to come back from that? I don't know.
I wonder who the person is that's like, I want Kim. Like, that's my queen.
I'm sure there's plenty. Yeah. Sure there's plenty.
We'll see. Anyways, what else we got?
So Daft Punk have broken up. They're retiring after 28 years. That's so crazy. They've been making music for 28 years. I didn't even know. They've been, like, you know, they've changed the game for a little bit longer than I've been alive. So that's insane.
Did they give a reason why they broke up?
I think I'm, like, trying to see if there was, like, an exact reasoning, but not really. I think it's just, like, it was kind of, like, time. They did, like, a whole 8-minute video.
And yeah,
no reason. Their publicist literally gave no reason for the breakup. Just, like, I think it was, they're like, we've done our job here. Like, clean up.
I don't know. I don't believe anybody that says they're done with anything. It'll be like, all right, they just say that just to come back in, like, 2 years, just to be like, we're back with, like, new music. It's like, just don't say you're going to leave. Just go away. Like, you know, why do you got to, like, break up? Because I'll be pissed. Like, future Bachelor prediction, Daft Punk gets back together and they have a great ass music and everybody's on it, like Bruno Mars and Pharrell and everybody, but and Kanye. But no, I love Daft Punk. like, they've definitely hit all different aspects of music. Like, so many people, especially when Kanye started sampling them, everybody wanted to sample that type of music. So it blew up even more then. And it kind of, I feel like, started this whole, like, electric music phase and, you know, what the music we hear nowadays, you know, drill music and all that type of stuff. And I don't know. So, what else we got?
But yeah, no, I guess a quick thing before we move on. It's interesting that they break up, especially because they weren't in the Super Bowl, even though their song with The Weeknd was in the Super Bowl. So it would have been more interesting, I feel like, if they were there. But I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, anyways, talked about them. Like, why weren't they been to Super Bowl? That's whack.
I guess they were on their way out. They're like, well, you know. Yeah. I don't know. Weird.
Good point. All right, what else we got?
Bobby Shmurda is free. He was released from prison after being in there for 6 years. For weapons and conspiracy charges.
Conspiracy to murder.
And, you know, he had a leading role in a gang. But he's outie. He's outie 5000. And he's going to be under community supervision, I believe, until he, like, fully completes his sentence in 2026.
Wow. Well,
I guess Quavo picked him up from prison, too. Quavo rolled up and picked him up from prison.
Yeah.
What a weird world to live in.
I mean, they must have been friends before he went in. He's been in there for a while. Sure. But I feel like, I mean, Domingos were that big back then, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah, hopefully he doesn't get in trouble before he's actually free. You know, it's hard to stay out of trouble, it seems like, these days. But good for him, man. Didn't snitch. Got out of jail. Everyone loves him. And we'll probably be hearing new music from him soon. What else we got?
Skeet Ulrich has found a new, younger but older than usual lady, technically within the same multiverse, because we know you love a multiverse, Cy, in the same multiverse of his most recent role of being F.P. Jones on Riverdale, he's now dating Lucy Hale, who did a spinoff called Katie Keene. So they've been spotted together, cozying up, and she's 31, he's 51. The most recent woman he dated before her, I think, was like 24. So, and then I think before that, she was like a different woman he dated was 26. So he has a type, is what I'm saying.
Hey, man. I mean, he's still a good looking guy. I mean,
if he does. He looks. People are always like, he doesn't look 51. I'm like, yep, that's the problem.
I mean, yeah, he was like the suave, like Johnny Depp looking guy in Scream and and what else were you saying?
In the Craft.
In The Craft, yeah. So definitely some good for him. Lucy Hale's hot. Okay, so what else we got?
So Spider-Man released their new title for the movie coming out in this December 2021. It is going to be No Way Home. They did like a cute little video where it was like Tom Holland, Zendaya, and I forget the name of like the other actor who makes like kind of their trio of friends. They're like walking out of like, you know, being with the director or whatever. They're being like, ah, man, I can't believe like he won't tell us the name of the film. And they're like, well, Tom, you always like spoil it, whatever. And so, and then they walk past like a whiteboard where it has like, it says Spider-Man No Way Home with all these different like home related names around it, like crossed off and stuff on the whiteboard, which you know how we love a good whiteboard here at the Future Bachelor. So
yeah, write it down.
It was cool because
like I think like over the last couple days they had given like three different names to each of them. So they each promoted like a different name and everyone was going crazy. They're like, wait. And so they made this whole thing of like, wait. Oh, I was told this was the name and everyone's like, this is the name. But what did they end up picking?
No Way Home.
No Way Home. I think it's going to have to do with the multiverse.
Yes, because people have spotted, they've been filming here in Atlanta and like, you know, I think they might be pretty much done at this point. But I remember people were seeing them all around and saw like Jake Gyllenhaal, saw like Tobey Maguire, saw what was the guy who played the other Spider-Man? Yes, Andrew Garfield. I mean, why else would they all be in Atlanta at the same time?
I mean, this is where they make movies, but multiple movies. They can make movies. They all make movies. But anything else with quick hits?
Yeah, there's a big accident with Tiger Woods. A big car accident. He got seriously injured. And there won't be any charges against him or anything. So it will just be interesting. He's like, I think he was like actually like kind of getting back to being great at golf again. I mean, he's always a great at golf, but you know, he's known for a lot of things, you know, with his infidelities and whatever. So it's just, he stays staying relevant.
How can Tiger can you just stay out of accidents? Like, I don't understand. Or like, I don't know how so many people get in accidents. Like, you know, I don't know. It's just me. Like, doesn't he have a driver or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess, you know, maybe he hasn't driven in a while. He took his nice car out for a spin and
idiot
took a rollover tumble. I don't know how that happens.
Whatever,
but okay.
Whatever. Idiot. What made you go yikes this week besides Tiger Woods just getting in cars still?
Okay, this is more of a funny yikes. So DaBaby came out with a little like freestyle, the beatbox freestyle, and it includes a lyric that says, "You a bitch, JoJo Siwa bitch." And so, of course, JoJo Siwa fans are like, "Yo, what are you doing coming after JoJo Siwa? Like, first of all, you can't come after JoJo Siwa right now. Everyone on the internet is loving her because she came out and like she's like a good example for kids and whatever. But also, she is actively like 2 to 3 inches taller than him. What is with these rappers who think they can step to these tall women? Like, I just don't understand. And honestly, she probably makes more money than him. Let's be real. But he went on to say that the whole lyric was like, His real name is Jonathan. JoJo means is like a nickname for him, and Siwa is like Twitter slang for like CY. Siwa. I don't see why people are saying this, like stuff like that.
The baby is another one that's making dumb decisions right now too. Speaking of like lyrics, I mean, just to piggyback off your yikes, my yikes might have been like, did we talk about it last week of Meek Mill and him putting those lyrics in a song? And
no, we did
Kobe's
not talk
wife.
About no, oh my God.
Responded
Shit.
To it. Yeah.
I did. Mean, I remember reading that, but yeah.
Like, well, I mean, he had put some, I think it was on Little Baby's song, and he ended up like saying something like, if I get caught slipping or something like that, or go out on top, I want to go out with my chopper or something like that, he said.
You know.
Yeah. Ugh. And just like, I don't know, maybe too soon or something, but, yeah, I mean, everyone kind of got mad about it, and then she ended up putting like a tweet out being like, Meek Mill, I don't know any of your music and stuff, but like, I don't appreciate this. And apparently he had apologized like in privately to her and stuff. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's interesting right now, especially with these lyrics. Like, it's just like sensitive times, but like hip hop is one of those things where it's not really the arena for sensitivity.
No. So, yeah.
So yeah. These rappers are, I think, trying to do some like shock value with their lyrics these days, knowing that it's going to get a rise out of people. So,
yeah, I mean, like that's kind of like the whole like any press is good press kind of idea. I think they're all like, well, you're talking about my freestyle. So
exactly. Like, I mean, it's like, and by the time the actual version of the song, because it was just a snippet that came out. By the time the actual version of the song comes out, it probably won't even have that. But everyone's going to listen to hear and see what changed.
They're going
to
be like, ooh, does he call JoJo Siwa a bitch? Like,
yeah, exactly. Well, why don't we get into The Bachelor this week? What an interesting episode. Was it? I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, what I found interesting about it was a couple things, but yeah, I think like overall, just to start off before you get into it, like I feel like we don't really know like much about the girls, you know what I'm saying?
I feel that too. So like,
or much about Matt.
Like last week,
where's
Matt's
family and all this? Like, where's like, it just doesn't feel like we know anybody. And
because we've spent too much time on like the stupid drama with like Victoria or Heather or whatever. Like,
do you think COVID is at fault though for all this? Do you think they had to lean into the drama because of COVID?
Potentially. And I just feel like, yeah, maybe the producers are, that's like what they're like. They're like, ah, shit, like this or that. Like, let's just push this. Like, it's just even more, it's already like, you know, like a tinderbox kind of situation, like how the show is set up. Like, that's the point. Like, they're supposed to be set up for drama. But I think like the COVID situation definitely makes it more of a tinderbox, because it's like these girls really, they go from already being like kind of isolated to being like more isolated together and isolated from the rest of the world. Like, it's just, I think COVID definitely has been paying is it effect with that? But I think it's very frustrating, because I feel like we learned so much about Michelle's personality in last week's, like after the credits scene where she was doing push-ups, like, and they were showing cute, like other funny little clips. I'm like, why aren't we seeing this kind of stuff? Or like, even I think there's been some like funny stuff with Matt in the after the credits scene. I'm like, this is the kind of stuff I want to see. Like, I want to see like
more personality, actually,
like their personalities and stuff, not this bullshit with like Heather coming in or whoever's leaving or whatever. Like,
seriously. Yeah. All right. Well, where do we start with this episode?
So it's hometown week, which, as we know, because of COVID, hometowns are, they bring the families to Nema Collin, which I feel like the setup with them for this seemed nicer than when they did it in, when they did it in the La Quinta. 'Cause I felt like they each got like some, like their own nice big villa situations. But Michelle was first. She's from Minnesota and she's a teacher. So she's all like, in Minnesota, we ride our bikes every like Sunday. And I'm like, okay, when it's not freezing, sure you do. Like, what? This is, I'm like, that's such a weird thing. But then she did a Zoom with some of her students. And that was honestly the best part, because like these kids were like asking like Matt the tough questions, being all like, yo, you gonna get married to Miss Young? We're team Miss Young. Like,
the questions were so good that like it was pissing me off, like the way he was answering them. Like he was like patronizing them, because I wanted to know the answers to them. Like, I was like, yeah, Matt, like, who else are you dating? He's like, I'm holding this person's hand, so this is the person I'm dating. No, Matt.
They're like, have you guys kissed yet? And he's all like, no, would you see us? We just hold hands. I'm like, these kids aren't like infants. They know what goes on. Like, yeah. They know that you
but
kiss.
But I do wonder, like, they were all fed those questions, right?
Who's to say? I'm sure, like, think about, like, you know, the like the permission forms that they had to sign, like being like they come home to their moms being like, Mom, can I be on TV?
Yeah. Like, be like, your parents have to circle the question they feel comfortable with you asking on national television.
Yeah.
Anyways, so moving along.
Her family seem to like him a lot. They have a very similar situation because they both have white moms, except Michelle has her dad still in the picture, and it seems like her parents are like very fully in love. Her dad like kind of was all like, so like, what's the deal, my dude? Like, do you love her or not? And like Matt, I feel like throughout the entire episode is very like shifty, or like around all of the parents in general. Like, I get the nerves and everything, but I'm like, yo, like, I feel like he didn't handle any of the parents super well. Like, he did as best as he could, but I felt like I know he can't really give like full answers. Like, he can't be out here being like, I love her and I'm going to marry her. Like, I know he can't really give those answers, but it's still, I don't know. It felt like whatever. Her mom, Michelle's mom, smoked Matt in some pickup basketball, which was hilarious to see.
Oh, my God, yeah. Like, her mom could definitely smoke me in any type of sport, probably, it looked like. She was, like, agile.
They were both, like, athletic, tall, like, because Matt is so fucking tall, and, like, her whole family was tall, too. I was like, damn, okay. These are going to be, like, NBA babies.
Like, you ever seen, like, those skits where, like, an NBA player dresses up like an old person? And they like play basketball, and you're like, "Whoa, look at that old!" That's what it felt like.
Yeah, what is
like
that? There was a movie. What movie was that? Uncle, like,
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either. But
yeah, I don't know. I don't watch real basketball. I don't like watching movies about fake basketball. So,
okay.
Anyways, but yeah. So I mean, yeah, you're right. I don't think he handled any of the parents well, because I don't know how much he actually knows these people. Like, how are you supposed to say you love anybody? He probably only really loves one of them. And that was like the hardest parents to get through, but we'll get there. Why don't we get there? What we got next?
Rachel was next. And she blindfolded him and took him in this like little car thing to be like, let me show you Georgia, wink. And everyone was all like, this looks like the Get Out scene. Like the same, like we, like I've seen this one before and I didn't like the ending.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift. But
well, this one had a little twist. The ending was on her.
Yeah, no, for real. So they go skydiving, which I'm like, how is this like a Georgia date idea? I didn't think in coming Georgia they're just out here like skydiving all the time. Like, these like random parts of the dates are very like, there's, it's a stretch. I'm like, okay, this isn't all, like, you wouldn't bring a man home with you and be like, you know what we're gonna do? Skydiving. But I mean, she got rocked by the ground when she landed, and I felt almost bad for her, because
I just feel like if you're gonna be on a TV show, like, production should never allow that type of thing to like happen. Like you, yeah. First of all, it looked like there was a 12-year-old strapped to
her
back.
Yes, I saw that. Yes, I was like, bro, who is strapped to you?
Yeah, and like, and the way she came down, she slammed the ground real hard, like face first.
It was like a
he came down so gracefully.
Like, you can't see under this makeup. Like, I felt so bad for her.
No. He came down so gracefully, and then she smacked her face off the ground. Not only that, but had this like guy on top of her body weight slam on top of her. And then like, you see her and her hair is all jacked up. She's got like weeds and things, and her face is all like hairs everywhere. And then they cut away and cut back. Apparently before the ambulance even gets there, like, makeup has already gotten to her. She's got her hair straightened again, all makeuped
it looked
up,
perfect.
No bruises.
It was like better than my hair looks right now, and I did my hair. Like, they came in like, I was like, what are you doing?
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Well, anyways, so yeah, they go back to the parents' house, and like, this is the one we're waiting for because we know that everyone's like racist apparently. And honestly, like, the parents didn't come off like as like bad as I thought they were gonna be, right?
Yeah, but they didn't come out. They didn't come off great either. Like, well, I mean, everything felt so coded. Everything felt so like, we've just never seen you in love with a black man before. Like,
yeah, like, I guess. But anything that really stood out from that, besides the mom being like, you should have taken me skydiving with you. And I was just like, no, you didn't want to go on this one. Yeah. But anything happened? Like, the dad was a little like, you know, I guess aggressive, I would say, in his questioning. Yeah. But rightfully so. Like, it's like, dude, like, what are you supposed to do? You're dating four girls right now. Like, and you give this, like, stupid-ass answer. Like, I'm just trying to focus on. And it's like, have you said you loved her yet? And it's like, no, I haven't. But I don't know.
I have really strong feelings.
How is he supposed to ask anybody for their hand in marriage and stuff?
That's like, my thing. It's like, I feel like, yeah, like what you were saying, I feel like he doesn't have like strong enough feelings towards any of them that it seems like. We'll get into it, I guess. But and Rachel really wanted him to ask her dad for like, you know, her like his blessing, which I think is a little archaic anyways. Like, I would, you know, I'm into the idea of like, maybe a potential spouse of mine, like going to both my parents and being all like, hey, I'm going to ask your daughter to marry me. And they'd be like, Gucci. And like, that's fine. But the whole needing a dad to bless, like to give you away as property, is just not my job. But like, I don't jive with that. But and of course, Matt was all like, well, I'm not going to go through all four of you. Matt literally said, he's like, you know, I'm meeting four sets of parents, and I don't think it'd be truthful for me to ask all of them for like the blessings.
No, dude, don't try to justify that and then try to justify the whole game. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's the whole point of the game. You can't just pick and choose what you don't feel comfortable with and stuff.
I know. He's all like, well, when I actually, you know, I'm about to propose, I'll make sure I'll ring him up and give him a call. And like, I was like, that's not good.
Call me, beat me if you want to marry me.
If you want to marry me, that's perfect. Yes.
But yeah, I guess, you know, she's so confident that she just wanted like to, like, that was just like the only thing that she could have, besides her smacking her face off the ground, that could have made it more perfect. Because she really just, like, you could tell that she's like, yeah, I don't give a shit about anybody else. Like, I think I got this in the bag. I mean, she kind of does look like she does. Like, I mean, if I would feel the same way too, if like the way I was treated on the show, just like she was treated on the show, like taken to the best dates where you get the shopping spree.
You get the shopping spree date.
Concert after, like, everybody already won, but you get the extra win, like, whatever. So now we're on to Bree, which is like, you know, I don't think she wins, but she should. And I think if there was a bachelorette, she would be the best bachelorette, I feel like. Because honestly, like, side note, let's talk about this for a second. Do you think there's going to be a bachelorette this season? Like, and I don't think they should pick Katie. Like, I don't think they should pick a white person for a really long time, I feel like, if they're going to do this show. Like, they should just stay away from picking white people, because it's like, and that's kind of weird, isn't it, to say? But like, I just don't know, like, how you can go back to white people, like, right now. Like, I just, and I don't know how you can do this show in this climate. Like, after especially all this race stuff, like, Chris Harrison stepped away. It's either you don't do the show or you don't, like, you have only, like, colored people on the leads, I guess.
Yeah, people of color. Yeah, I feel like, yeah, they could do better with maybe, like, you know, other people of color and stuff like that. I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know who they're going to pick for Bachelorette. And I feel like it takes more than just like having a person of color as the lead moving forward. I think, you know, it's going to take.
No, but I think if they did it for a couple of years, like for like 3 years, like you're like, oh, shit, like we're not going to see any white people like on the show for a while. You know, maybe you guys would like understand what it's like.
I don't know. Like,
I don't either. I'm just talking right now out of like my ass, but I just don't know what the franchise does that like actually makes people happy, because this race talk, I don't think they can get away from it.
No, I mean, they can't. They definitely can't. And it's just, and it's funny because like we've talked about it before, like that's kind of like how we started this podcast. And that's kind of like how we've always watched the show. Like we've always, like I've always commented on like how white and how like, you know, non-representative of the United States as a whole this show is. And I feel like, yeah, they're going to have to maybe have more like people of color leads. They're going to have more like differentiating like body sizes and abilities. Like, yeah, they had Abigail who's deaf, and they've had Sarah who, you know, is an amputee, doesn't have her arm. But like we need more of that kind of stuff within there as well, I think, because that's a real that's also diversity. So, I don't know.
Maybe not necessarily like they just need to not pick as good looking people. Maybe, you know, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, let's get some uggos in the mix.
Not uggos, like, let's just not say like pick some ugly people, but just not as good looking. Like, you know, like normal good-looking people, not just like, you know, like in our lives we don't see any of those people really,
like,
in our
I'm
circles.
I'm not out here thinking like I'm super hot. Like I think I'm a pretty cute kind of gal.
Yeah,
like you know, I'm a fun time
gal.
I feel
like I'm the Matt James of our friend group. Like, you know, say it so like, and then you stand me next to Matt James, it's like, where are
you? It's like the Matt James off of Wish.
That's
like,
not true. That's my own insecurities coming out right now. But I know I'm fly as hell, but he definitely is taller. And
he's so tall, dude.
I know, but you know, those are the unrealistic things I'm talking about. Like, we don't have to have the tallest dude on the show. Like, you know, pick some size or something out there, you know, some V's. You know. All right. Well, we're halfway through our hometown dates. We got Brie, which was honestly another boring day. All of them were kind of boring.
Brie's was interesting because her mom is so young. Her mom is younger than Claire because her mom had her when she was 13. And so she has, and like, that's that whole thing is that she has a baby with like a new, like pretty much like a whole new family situation. And then Brie's best friend's name is Brie and also looks kind of similar to her, which I was like, what? Is this like the roommate? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, I feel you. She was hot. I was like, make her the bachelorette. Like,
yeah. Yeah, we'll just put a different Brie. But like, definitely, I felt like Brie's mom was pretty hard on Matt, as all of them are. But she definitely was like, you know, I don't know how I feel about this. Like, do you really give a shit about my daughter? Like, where are you at, my dude? And like, once again, like, I felt like anytime Matt talked this entire episode, I'm like, I'm not getting anything different out of him. Like, he seemed to be saying the same shit most of the episode. And yeah, I really don't remember much from like their hometown date besides the fact that Brie took him off-roading because she's like, hey, remember that time you almost killed me in the ATVs? Let me go off-roading with you. I'm a drive and I'm gonna shake you up a little bit before you meet my mom and my baby sister that I'm meeting for the first time. Like, it just was, it was like pretty much like a very like, and we're off to the races. It just felt like so much at once, and then like it just like dropped off after that.
Yeah. So they, you know, end their date. And last, I almost forgot about this girl. I was like, who's the fourth girl? Like, I couldn't remember.
Serena.
Who I think is like a great, like, I think she's great, honestly.
I love,
like,
Serena.
I smile so hard. Like, if, like, yeah,
she's so cute. She's got a great little personality. I feel like she's the only one whose personality we know the most of right now because she has had multiple one-on-one dates and stuff. But
yeah, or also she was just like the most realist, like, you know,
yeah,
wasn't trying to win a show. She was just trying to like see what this was like, if this could work. And
yeah.
And it seemed like it was going great. Like, you know, she shows him around Canada and like all that
stuff.
Yeah,
they eat some really gross looking poutine.
Yeah.
They play hockey. They meet her family, which they're all beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, her whole family.
I was like, the sister for Bachelorette.
Yeah, like literally.
All
yeah.
The sisters for Bachelorette.
All the sisters for Bachelorette. Just,
yo,
literally.
We should do like a Bachelorette where we just pick the sisters. Like, that would be a good season where we pick
that
siblings
would be just
of
all the
cast
siblings.
Members. And that way you can't like pick like just pretty people. Like, you just have to pick siblings of past contestants.
Yeah, that'd be great. Hey, we need to stop like just giving out our good ideas on
this
podcast.
I pee for free on this show. My
literally,
goodness.
That is us. But she, like, it seems like when she talked to her parents, when Serena talked to her parents, like, she talked to her mom, and it seems like, you know, her big worry is that she doesn't, like, she doesn't feel it enough. Like, she doesn't feel like Matt is, like, really, like, her person, and she doesn't want to, like, go through all of this to then be hurt. And because I guess it seems like she had, like, a really bad, like, breakup prior to this, like, where, you know, she did a lot and then didn't get, you know, much out of it and got, you know, traumatized. And so she ends up in a very, like, how the turntables moment, she has, like, Matt come to where, you know, she was in a different little.
I don't think she even knew he was coming.
Yeah, I don't know. And then they talk and she's like, yeah, you're not my person. So,
oh, I love to see it. Oh, my God. That was my favorite part of the show, is seeing Matt just, like, be, like, told, like, I don't want you.
She sent Matt home on his own show.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, I guess you want to walk me out, or, you know.
Yeah, literally. I loved it. She closed the limo door on him. Like, that's insane. Like, I was like, wow, this is great.
So what do you think it was? What do you think it was? Do you think there was something about him that she didn't like? Like, she was just like, nah, like, I'm not into you.
I think she just, like, was, I feel like we started to see little bits of this last week on their one-on-one date, where it seems like she's like, like, maybe we're not the match. Like, I like spending time with him, but, like, this, some of this stuff, like, just doesn't feel right to me. And I feel like she wasn't ready to take the next step, especially, like, I don't think she was ready to, like, take the fancy suite step.
I just wonder, like, what the family saw in their interaction that changed her mind, because she was, seemed like she was going into it, she was ready, whether or not from last week, but something about, like, her sister talking and then her mom talking that really got in her head. Whether, I don't know if there's just, like, she just cares about, like, her ex, or, like, you know, yeah, some of that where, like, you know, I don't know, like, she just wasn't feeling it. She was just the most realistic about it. But yeah, it was nice to see Matt just be speechless for a second and be like, I just love to see it, man. Like, I just love to see someone that's, like, just sent, like, 20 girls home just, like, feel like shit for 1 second, you know?
Yeah, just, but, like, yeah.
And not just because he had to send two girls home. He's like, this is really hard. I just had to send 5 girls home that I really, really like. No, that's not what I want to see him crying about. Like, I love to see him crying when girls send themselves home.
Yeah. And he's like, wow, my heart? It broke. It seems like he was, like, super into Serena too. And so it definitely, like, you know,
I think it's a matter of, like, that, like, having wanting what you can't have. Like, I think last week was a moment where he was realizing that, like, he was losing her, and it's not good. Like, when it's the opposite, when you're the lead and the girl is like, I don't know about you. That's not a good look. It's not probably not a good feeling either. So you got to try to save it. And so he's trying to save it last week, and he did by giving her the rose or whatever and letting her stay. But, you know, it didn't work for this week. This is not the week. Like, it's hard. Like, I was saying, like, how are you supposed to even dating? Like, you know, like, you have, if you're dating multiple people, you can't just tell one girl, like, yeah, I'm so into you, and just be like, mean it. Like, you know, unless you're a sociopath or something.
Yeah. But, yeah, I know. I get that.
So anyways, it ends up she sends herself home. The girls don't know, but, like, you know, they start questioning, you know, where she at? Like, you know, is she coming? And they're like, I don't think so. And so he ends up giving 3 roses out to all 3 of the girls, but with the stipulations of, you accepting this rose, you gonna marry me. So, like, you know, when he was like, hey, Bree, will you come up and accept this rose? Bree didn't like the fact that she got picked 3rd.
Yeah.
Which, like, I think this was the, like, I started talking about it, like, this was the best order. What order would have been the best order? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think, like, according to, like, how he's feeling, it seems like, yeah, it seems like Rachel, Michelle, Bree. And I feel like I see
Rachel
how
was
Bree
second,
is,
though. He has to pick Bree and Rachel second, because I feel like those are, like, the outstanding one, like the standing one.
It was like a little Rachel sandwich between the two, you know, women of color. But it definitely, I could see where Bree would be upset, because, like, I think if I were in her shoes, I'd be thinking the same thing, being all like, okay, if Serena were here, would I be getting this rose? Like, who's to say? I don't know. We don't know that. Like, I kind of have a feeling that if Serena were there,
that's a good
she might have been getting that rose over Bree.
That's a good point. But we can't really call that. Like, we really can't. Yeah. You know, but yeah, I mean, it seemed like, you know, somebody, I don't know, man. Bree is, like, so dope.
Wow. I love Brie, but I feel like his fire with Brie burned bright at the beginning, and now I feel like, yeah, she's obviously still around, but I feel like he, you know, I think he got overwhelmed seeing her, like, with a baby, and he was like, whoa, shit, this is getting real. Like, I don't know about this. It's like, bro, do you remember why you're on this show?
Like, yeah, I wonder if Brie is going to, like, blame that baby one day for not, like, for crying and stuff the whole time.
Her baby sister, yeah. That she's you, like, bro.
I'll never be happy. I lost love because of you. yeah, that's it. I guess next week we'll see what happens. Fantasy Suite startup and was there anything? Oh, and Women Tell All is next week, right?
Women Tell All, which will be interesting. I think this was probably the last thing that Chris Harrison filmed as a host. This will be interesting because I know after the final rose, he isn't doing as the host. But it'll also be interesting to see the.
It looked like Matt James has like put out a statement about it all.
He did.
Yeah. I mean, what did he say?
Essentially, he was all like, you know, I don't stand for like what's been happening. I've been processing all of this, and also like he's under contract, and you know, like he was like, he's like what Chris Harrison said is like deeply like connected to like Antebellum South, and like he like pretty much was all like Chris Harrison was in the wrong. And it is like off. It hurts me that he said those things, and especially to my friend Rachel Lindsay. And like you know, and like he's like, I stand with her. I stand with whatever. It seemed very, and it got very vague at the end, being all like, you know, I'm gonna continue to process this whole situation.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just sick of seeing these statements be the same exact thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't even say a statement. Like, if you're gonna just like be politically correct with exactly you know your wording and stuff, like. I want to see people on camera. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to.
People are saying that. People are like, you know, there's a video function on this app because it was on Instagram.
Yeah, and it's
people,
like you're on TV like, really right now and you're going to give us your notes app. Like, give me a break. I don't want a meme.
Yeah, I feel like it's definitely a contract thing that he couldn't do like a like Instagram video or anything right now just because the season is still going on. So I'll be interested to see. Once it wraps up or what will happen and after the final rose in like in regards to that statement,
yeah.
Just because and it seems like hidden in there is that he might be broken up with whoever his winner was, which has people believing that the winner might be Rachel, which I don't know.
It's sucking right now. Just terrible sucking. Speaking of the suck fest of it, Dale and Claire still getting picture together, so
they're getting down and dirty on the beach. They were caught you know pictures of Claire like smacking Dale's ass and stuff. I'm like, the deal is
that he's still young, like
he's still hot.
Yeah, but I'm just saying though, like, and she's still hot and still like the one that's probably like, dude, like I don't know. Like they might be like actually a good couple for each other. They're both crazy. So, anyways, that's all we got, right?
That's all we got. I have nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's make this a short show this week. You know.
I mean, yeah, we had a long one last week. We like to balance it out for you guys.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. But all right, guys. Well, why don't we get into our slapper of the week? This one actually is really fun. You missed out on Sunday Fun Day with the crew this week, but we all got together.
I know, because I had brunch and stuff, and then I was also exhausted from driving back from the wedding.
Okay. Well, I mean, we just, like, hung out and just, like, played some YouTube videos and drank a couple seltzers, so nothing too crazy. But we were playing, like, everyone's, like, go-to, like, karaoke song. And one of, like, one of the new kids I had met, actually, through a friend, he had played this song, and I was like, oh man, like we're gonna play some country. But then he played it and I was like, actually this song is fire, and so fire that it came out like last November, but like that's not that far away, and I'm just hearing it myself. So it's a little country, but it's by Little Big Town, and it's called Wine, Beer and Whiskey. And without further ado, I'm just gonna get into it, so here we go, let's do it.
Slapper of the week.
This song slaps.
Slapper!
Woo!
slapper of the week, Wine, Beer, Whiskey by Little Big Town. That's a fun one, right?
It was. And okay, honestly, I see how that's a good karaoke song. Like, yeah. That's like, it's that, very much it's a great, like, you get the bar going, you know? Oh, like, it's God, a good.
Yeah. It's a great drinking one. Song. It just gets me hype. So that's a good one for y'all. B, do you have any shout outs this week?
Don't I always have shout outs? Because I love people in my life.
Okay.
I am blah, 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 blah. I wanted to shout out my friend Katie, who hosted us for brunch. And, you know, she's been doing a lot of awesome projects on her townhouse. So I just wanted to shout her out. It looks great. Congrats to her. Mm-hmm. I wanted to shout out my big group of friends from Mizzou. We call it, our group me text name is, you're always like, V, you have all these group names for your friends, but like, it's just because I have to differentiate all these group fucking texts in my thing, and they are called the Debt Free Virgins Without Tattoos, which is obviously all a lie because we're not, and most of us have matching tattoos. But I wanted to shout them out because we did like a little like Zoom call Sunday night, caught up, playing all this stuff because like we have two weddings in that group together and a couple of big birthdays coming up for them. So it was great catching up with all of them and getting ready to celebrate stuff together later this year.
That's what's up.
And then I wanted to shout out my roommate, Rachel, just because, you know, I haven't shouted her out in a while, like in this capacity. And she's just great. And she got me slutty vegan. So, you know.
Wow. What a roommate. Well, I have some shout outs. I definitely wanted to shout out my homie Jay Will, a.k.a. John Will, the photographer, because he gave me some dope ass headshots. And hopefully they'll get me some acting gigs. So.
Amen.
And he came from North Carolina, so it's like I got to connect now. He comes every couple months, you know, we can work together and everything, so he's cool.
That's cool.
And then I also wanted to give a shout out to Alterations by Raquel, who did my suit. She kills it, and she's just awesome. So if you're looking for Alterations in Atlanta, definitely give her a hit because she's dope. And if you search for her online, you'll see my review and my pick on there. So she does everything. So if you need dresses or whatever, like I'm sure she could do that too. So that's all I got. You know, a quick week. I guess we're gonna be doing a little pizza night here tomorrow or tonight, whatever day this
is. Whenever you're listening to this, yeah. It might have already happened. It might be happening later.
I'm looking forward to that because I just miss you guys, you know, and I love pizza. I love that pizza.
You love, I was about to say, and you love pizza.
Like, I love pizza. And like Zach be making it on that like stone
that
thing.
That fucking pizza stone kicks ass. Oh it's my so gosh. Good.
It's so good. And then also I'm going to be cutting Ray's hair on Friday.
Wow, look at you.
So all the friends I'm cutting, I'm getting
snips by Psy. Like
snips by Psy. Yo, I like that. And then I just got a new like face steamer.
I know. Okay, which is so funny. Why do we always match? Like I have a face steamer, you have a face steamer. We're out here like self care.
I'm trying to open up these pores and get like all that good stuff out, you know, and just keep a fresh face. Also, it's good for like I think I'm gonna use it for like for Ray when I go to shave his face, get them all like you know.
Oh yeah, because like they do like in barbershops, like they do the stuff, the hot towels and whatever. Yeah.
Yep. I think I'm gonna do that on him. I'm gonna bring the whole experience. You can be like, wow. What? You see this? You've seen the spread. You've seen the spread.
That fucking flat lay. Just to it.
I can't wait. All right, guys. Well, we're having too much fun here at the end, but we'll keep this under an hour, guys. V, you have any last thoughts or anything?
You know, no, I don't.
Okay.
Yeah. My brain's barely working right now, so.
We're fried. Well, guys, we're going to go recharge. You know what it is. This has been Future Bachelor. My name is Psy.
I'm Veronica.
And we love you. We'll see you next week, okay? Deuces!
Bye! Future Bachelor Podcast.